that everybody wants to be loved. The problem with the love that we find out here in the world is that, for the most part, it's selfish love. In other words, the human love expects something back for the love that it gives. There are people who love just for the joy of being a witness, to see someone be lifted up from whatever it is that they're going through. According to the book, The Revealing Word, divine love is impersonal. It loves for the sake of loving. It is not concerned with what or who it loves, nor with a return of love. Like the sun, its joy is in the shining forth of its nature. Love is kind and envieth not. Love is not puffed up. Love just is love, and therefore cannot keep love away from anyone. I've had people who meditate from time to time tell me that they feel like God has abandoned them. But you see, this is not possible. There is no way that God could ever turn away from us. For it is not God who turns away from us. It's we who turn away from Him. Just getting up in the morning and acknowledging God is not enough. In order for God to be God in our existence, please realize that He can never leave us. But in order for us to continue feeling His presence in our life, we must spend time with Him. God can also not make us turn to Him. We must go to Him out of our own free will. We must serve others out of our own free will. We must love His creation out of our own free will. You see, everything, our good, wholeness, our grace, our abundance, our joy, our happiness, all are found within us. It's already in us because the kingdom of God is within us. God created us with everything we could ever need or want. His work is done. His work is finished. His kingdom is ours now. It's within us. Love is an inner quality that sees good everywhere and in everybody. Joe Goldsmith says that love will remove troubles from the world. He says, not the kind of love that seeks personal return, but the kind of love that seeks to express its own integrity. Artists of many kind are less interested in the audience or buyers. The true musician, painter, etc., all they think about is fulfilling themselves and bringing their best to light. If we can let go of the results of our work, whatever that is, then we are ready to let love and the gratitude of God flow through us. Did you know that love is the cement that establishes harmony in businesses and schools and homes? Goldsmith tells us that all human relationships must be based on love. But love must be understood as the outpouring of that which seeks no return. Then and only then does it result in harmonious relationships. Some of you know that when my youngest sister was 10, she and my mother were in a really terrible accident. My sister got in front of my mother, and she was seriously hurt, but my mother was not. One thing I remember till this day is that my sister never lost consciousness, and she kept asking for my mother. The love that she showed that day toward my mother was amazing for a 10-year-old. Her serious condition changed overnight, and she was able to go home within a few days. It was the love of divine spirit that show my sister and my mother how to get back. Love heals and returns to us wholeness. Lillia DeWaters tells us that freedom from our problem consists in harmonizing our personal sense of it with spiritual reality. Our mind must give up its dream of separation and an existence apart from perfection and harmony. For how else can this darkened sense be overcome except by opening it more and more to God's light, to God's light of understanding love? When we truly love according to divine spirit, then we have understanding. In order to transcend fear and resistance and resentment, there must be loving understanding. If we love our problem, we will understand. And if we understand our problem, we will be able to transcend it, for love is the invisible solvent. Sometimes things happen which upset us, makes us angry, takes us out of our center. And sometimes it makes us be fearful. At these times, we need to stop. Just stop and listen within. Just be still. Take a minute. Give the Father a chance to express through us. We need to know that with the Father, who is always with us, all is good and very good. The measure of our love is the measure of our true idea of being. It is important to remember that what we give is what we get in return. Here is what Lillia DeWaters says. If you attack a condition or a state of mind or a personality, you will experience in return that quality which you put into it. For what is placed before the mirror is pictured in the mirror. We are not to resist evil, for what we resist grows bigger and bigger. In reality, there is only one love. When we express divine love in limited ways, we make a separation in consciousness, and the expression of love will only be the human kind instead of God's divine love. Human love is temporary. It is usually selfish. It has expectations from the one that it loves. In God's kingdom, we are all already God's children. For there can be no real lasting love in any relationship where God's presence is not first. We must know the true love that is alive already in all. When we love God, we are surrendering to the mystical union of Father and Son. When we speak with others, let us always try to speak from our heart. For truly caring for the higher good of others, we create a connection. Ernest Holmes says that the science of love is the mathematical necessity that through love, fear is healed, hate is healed, and confusion and pain are healed. The truth is, love heals all. Divine love is spirit forever giving its life to us. It is the complete givingness of spirit. Some of you have heard it before. Goldsmith says that there is no miracle of love in any marriage unless God is the foundation stone. I say there is no love in any relationship unless God's presence is acknowledged and experienced. Let me share another little story. You've heard this one before. Some of you maybe did not. There was a little boy named Chad. He was shy, he was quiet. One day he came home and told his mother that he liked to make a valentine for everyone in his class. Her heart sank. She thought, I wish he wouldn't do that, because she had watched the children behind them. They laughed and hung on to each other and talked to each other, but Chad was never included. Nevertheless, she decided she would go along with her son. So she purchased the paper and the glue and the crayons. For 3 weeks, night after night, Chad painstakingly made 35 valentines. Valentine's Day came, and Chad was beside himself with excitement. He carefully stacked them up, put them in a bag, and bolted out the door. His mother decided to bake him his favorite cookies and serve them nice and warm with a cool glass of milk when he came home from school. She just knew the pain that he was going to feel, that he was going to be disappointed. That afternoon, she had the cookies and milk on the table. When she heard the children outside, she looked out the window. Sure enough, there they came, laughing and having the best time. And as always, Chad was in the rear. He walked a little faster than usual. She fully expected him to burst in with tears. His arms were empty, she noticed, and when the door opened, she choked back the tears. Mommy has some cookies and milk for you, she said, but he hardly heard her words. He just marched right on by, his face aglow, and all he could say was, not a one, not a one. Her heart sank, and then he added, I didn't forget, not a one. The law of the spirit of life frees the spirit itself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We cannot be separated from the love of God. There is no power but of God. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Passive recognition of our true relation to God is not sufficient. There must be the positive attitude that is keenly alive and active, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. To sin is to miss the mark. Sin is our failure to express divine perfection. Sin is the first in mind and is redeemed by going into the silence. Romans 12:2 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. God is eternal love. The entire nature of divine spirit, love, therefore love lives within all. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us and his love perfected in us. When we become the instrument for God's love, not only does it lift the consciousness of the loved one to whom we show, love and give love, but it also lifts our consciousness higher and higher. To love a perfect stranger is to have understanding that God is within all. We are showing love to Divine Father when we can express acts of love to all of his children. When we give, we are expressing acts of love to all. When we give love, we get love in return. In the Bible it says, beloved, let us love one another. There is spiritual work for all of us to do. We must do it consistently in order to recognize the presence of God in action. When we establish a regular schedule for abiding in God's silence, for the pure joy to just be still and quiet, listening and knowing that God has already given us his kingdom, then are we ready to be his instrument for our Divine Father to express his love, his joy, and his happiness. Today, let us make a commitment to ourselves that we will take time throughout the day and be receptive to divine spirit. Let us turn to our Father for the pure pleasure of just listening. Just listening and being still and knowing that now we are the instrument for the Father to come through and touch all those hearts that may be in pain right at this moment. Can we make this lesson practical? Will you join me? In just being still, close your eyes, relax your bodies. When we are stiff, it is hard to be still and abide in the silence. Let us wake up in the morning knowing that God is always with us. God is love, and therefore His love is always with us. Let us take some moments in the morning to be still, to listen, to abide quietly, knowing that throughout the day, the Father will lead us and guide us to our good, to joy, to love, to His abundance, to His happiness, to His wholeness. And let us take time during the day. It could be 2 minutes. It could be 3 minutes. The more that you are still and quiet, the more you will experience and be a witness to God out here in the world. Always turn within. The answer to everything starts with being still and being quiet and turning within. Let us take a few moments now just to be still and just to be quiet. Heavenly Father, we seek You to show us, to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. We listen for Your presence. We know that You are always with us. We turn to You, for we want to be the instrument that does Your will and Your will only. We are grateful that You shower us with Your love, Your blessings, Your grace, Your wisdom, and Your understanding. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines His face upon you and is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you His eternal love. Amen.